Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Number 664 to 770. M.R., Number 700. Satan's Confederacy of Evil Angels and Evil Men. Here, Luke 22, verse 64-65, we see how professedly righteous men can act out the spirit of Satan to carry their wicked purposes through envy and jealousy and religious bigotry. That enmity was spoken of in the first gospel sermon spoken in Eden. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis 3, verse 15. This enmity was revealed as soon as man transgressed God's holy law. His nature was changed. It became evil. He was in harmony with the prince of darkness, and there was a confederacy formed. There is no warfare between Satan and the sinner, between fallen angels and fallen men. Both possess the same attributes. Both are evil through apostasy and sin. Then let all who read these words understand for a surety that wheresoever transgression against God's holy law exists, there will always be a league against good. Fallen angels and fallen men will unite in desperate companionship. Satan inspires the disloyal elements to work in harmony with his spirit. The prediction given in Eden refers in a special manner to Christ and to all who accept and confess him as the only begotten Son of God. Christ has pledged himself to engage in the conflict with the prince and power of darkness and bruise the serpent's head. And all who are the sons of God are his chosen ones, his soldiers, to war against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is an unwearied conflict of which there is to be no end until Christ shall come the second time without sin unto salvation to destroy him who has destroyed so many souls through his masterly deceiving power. Luke 22, verse 66 to 71. 23, 1 is quoted. My brother, I tell you that which God has opened before me. Satan is seeking to lead you and your brothers to make shipwreck of the faith. He desires you to place yourself where you will recklessly disregard the sanctifying truth which would perfect a Christian character in you. Do not surrender principles, and you will be safe. You have erred, but there is a remedy for you. If you repent of your sins and forsake them, and believe in Jesus Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior, His blood will cleanse you from all sin. Study the life of Jesus and try to be like Him. A mere theory of truth will avail you nothing. You must be purified and made a vessel unto honor. Whatever others may say or think of you, say, Lord Jesus, Thou knowest that I love Thee. He gave His life for you, and if you will serve Him faithfully, you will be purified from every stain of sin, because Christ will abide in your heart. White Estate, Washington, D.C., February 26th, 1979.